Coach Mo.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Knowing what you want to accomplish professionally is just the beginning. I'm Coach Mo, and this podcast is for young professionals and emerging leaders who want to lead, achieve, and succeed at work. You've got executive ambitions and the drive to get there. Join me for perspective, insights, and thought-provoking questions that only you can answer. Today's episode starts now.
Tuesdays with Coach Mo.
The world is an uncertain place. There is no guarantee for what tomorrow's going to bring, and I realize this is not a breaking news flash. However, what is worthy of a breaking news flash is how you lead others and yourself through this current dual pandemic of health and racism. You see, along with the pandemics come disruptions to what was once certain in our everyday life. And while in this disruptive state, many of us are searching for answers. Because somehow, some way, having answers, whether good or bad, tends to reduce the anxiousness we feel when facing ambiguity. And since getting answers to the big questions of, when will a vaccine be available? Will I get COVID? What needs to happen in order to eradicate racism? Let's together pivot and focus on what we can do as individuals, as professionals who others count on. If ever there was a time to invest in soul searching for what it means to be a member of the human race, this is that time. You see, your beliefs, thoughts, and ideas matter. They matter because since we're all in the human race, your decision to wear a mask or not wear a mask, practice social distancing or not, check or not check your loved ones or neighbors the next time they voice microaggressions at the kitchen table, which demean people of a different race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or just others of a group different than their own. So in today's podcast, Uncertainty, Charting Your Path to a New Normal, I'm joined by my friend, Holly O'Driscoll, who's the founder and CEO of Ampersand Innovation, LLC, a design thinking and human-centered innovation strategy consultancy. And to learn more about Holly and her contributions to the design thinking and human-centered innovation space, please be sure to check out her LinkedIn profile that I'm going to include in the show notes for today's podcast. As you'll hear in this interview, Holly shares her perspective on three areas for navigating your path during times of uncertainty. First, the power of self-awareness during uncertainty. Two, discovering for yourself while navigating ambiguity, do you actually make things bigger or do you make things better? And three, why the future values clarity over certainty. Enjoy the interview. Holly, as you think about this current pandemic and this strange place we all find ourselves, from your perspective and those you're working with, how are individuals successfully moving themselves forward through this state of ambiguity?
Yeah, it's a great question, Monique. And I think one of the things that we're seeing is this realization that none of us were trained to really lead through this kind of a situation, such as a pandemic, and that brings forth a lot of learning opportunities about ourselves and this opportunity to step into this space and say, wow, you know, what is my point of view? Because I think there's a couple of points that stand out. One is, I think we've been educated, socialized, and conditioned to be right. And that's reinforced in corporate life as well, right? So how do we forego this need to be right or to have all the answers and to not be able to step up and say, I don't know, I'm figuring it out, you know, as we go along as well, because none of us were trained to really navigate this space. But I think the other thing that's showing up, Monique, is what a time for us to practice being uncomfortable and kind of letting that set in to the place where we get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that includes this kind of discomfort of ambiguity and really pushing through and leading anyway, because, you know, frankly, we have no choice, right?
We're gonna exactly
have to figure it out. And, you know, right now, I think one of the points that's driving so much uncertainty is we don't know when the end is going to be. Mm-hmm. And so in the meantime, how do we work on ourselves such that we can really navigate this ambiguous and uncertain time with the very best of what we can bring? And what an opportunity for growth. You know, if you want to look at the half full side of the glass, right? Mm-hmm. It's such an opportunity for transformational growth as leaders and as collaborators as we look to the future of our businesses.
And along those lines, you know, I've been working with young professionals across the country who really are just asking more questions of, and they want answers that really aren't there. It's for them to discover. And so as you think about techniques and tools to help individuals successfully navigate, what comes up for you?
Yeah, I think the most important one, and you know, where I coach teams and individuals to spend some time, is building their self-awareness, mm-hmm. right? And it's really hard to understand, you know, how to take the next step or what kind of scenario is happening before me and how am I going to manage my team if we don't also pause to say, what am I feeling? You know, what am I thinking about in this moment? How am I showing up? What are those stories, those internal narratives that are kind of playing in our heads? And to pause and really get to know ourselves in that space. And when I think about self-awareness, this is knowing how you show up and impact others, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. This is yeah. not about, you know, thinking, oh, my self-awareness is I really like the color blue, or I prefer to wear this style of shoe. Well, no, that's not what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we'll get a little confused on what is self-awareness, but it's, you know, knowing yourself and the impact that your behavior has on others.
And that's such a big point of what I oftentimes work on, because it's, yes, these are your ideas. This is your self-awareness. And that has the potential to get in the way for the success of groups or teams moving forward. And so we're all responsible for learning how to ebb and flow what we know to be true about ourselves.
Yeah, it's so true. It's exactly right. And so one of the things that I'll offer to the listeners is a tool that I use quite a bit, and it's called the empathy map. And we'll make sure you get a file attachment. But essentially, if you can imagine a 2x2 in your mind, on the right side of that is think and feel, and think on the top and feel on the bottom. And on the left side is say, and the on the top and the left side and the lower part is do. Mm-hmm. And you really map out yourself to try to understand, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you saying? What are you doing? And doing is the behavioral component. And get in touch with that along with, you know, how that's showing up for others. Boy, that can be so powerful.
Mm-hmm. And what I really love about what you just said is, because even if someone identifies what they're thinking in the moment, it's that question of, and how true is that?
Yeah.
You know, and then they're like, well, yeah, like they've given energy to something that really may not even be true.
Yeah, you're so right. And boy, is that easier to do when you're really stressed out, mm-hmm. right? One of the things, an exercise I do with teams is on framing the gap. So, you know, what's the from state and what's the to state? And what is that gap filling that happens? And, you know, as humans, we often fill in the gaps with things that aren't true at all, or we're really loaded with assumptions. So I think self-awareness is really important. And the empathy map is a great tool to really help people dive in and ask themselves, what am I feeling? What am I assuming about this moment, the situation that might not be true? Mm-hmm. And what ways are my past experiences really influencing my reaction? And so that's what I mean by self-awareness, like the whole picture of, you know, what are those stories? What is that current moment? What's the past that's kind of showing up in this space? And what are we projecting? Mm-hmm. So some really important steps to take, especially in this time of ambiguity.
You know, something we explored before we actually came into, you know, our time together here for the podcast is on this notion of ambiguity and the notion of how we in fact make it bigger or make it better. I loved what you had to share there. What are some thoughts for the listeners to share?
Wow. So I think that each of us probably on a daily basis are given the opportunity to choose and choose which way we want to take on that ambiguity that's facing us, because it's going to be there and it's probably going to be there for a while. And we think about, we've got a choice of making it bigger. And what does that mean? making the ambiguity and the uncertainty and the challenge of that worse, right? And some things I think that pop up that make the ambiguity harder for people is when we allow our insecurities to take over, right? When we have that sense of self-doubt on, wow, I don't know how to do this in this moment. I was never trained to do that. Well, neither is anyone else. And to pause and say, wow, you know, how do I think differently about that? But it shows up in not helpful ways. For example, micromanaging of team members. That makes ambiguity worse, right? Because what does it signal? Maybe you're not feeling too great about the direction, or maybe there's too much wrapped into that. And out of that, this spiral of creating and then reinforcing fear. I'm a huge fan of Amy Edmondson's work out of Harvard Business School on psychological safety. And the last thing that organizations and team members need right now is fear. How do we really be conscious of there's things that we can do to make ambiguity bigger, some of which I've just discussed. And then there's also ways where we can really step in and make ambiguity better.
Yes.
And when I think about how to make that better, right, this curiosity and how does that curiosity, almost childlike curiosity, show up on a regular basis, right? And what does that behavior look like? Asking loads of questions, even the hard ones. Right? And stepping into that space of the unknown, I kind of remember Joseph Campbell. I don't know if you followed his work, Monique, on storytelling. And he has a book called The Hero's Journey and 19 Steps to Storytelling. But one of the ways that that shows up in our modern leadership paradigm is a quote that he shared around, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." And so I think about that basis right now on, wow, you know, what am I feeling some stress about and how do I plow through it anyway? And, you know, that's classic Joseph Campbell as he's thinking about, you know, story architecture, but I think it really resonates here too on a way to make ambiguity better.
And I have to admit, along those lines, I have found in certain situations in coaching a client and inviting them to sort through their memory on times in their past where they've entered the cave, you know, using, you know, Joseph's quote there, or analogy, is when have you entered the cave before and discovered treasure? And they kind of think like I haven't done that. Okay, take a moment, think about it, and give it, providing them the space to think about that for themselves. They're like, oh yeah, I forgot about this time. I did just that.
Right.
And how powerful that is.
And I think that's the invitation that we're faced with every day now, right? On this, do you make ambiguity bigger? Do you make it better? You know, how are you going to feel when you walk into the cave? Because it might just be the best thing, right? And I, some of the clients I work with, I ask them on, you know, what about this moment a year from now? Is going to make you look back and go, oh, I am grateful for the opportunity for growth and for learning, and albeit on a very expedited pace, but gratitude. What's going to make you feel gratitude for all your learning in this moment a year from now? And to look back and go, wow, look what I've accomplished. Look what I've made it through. And so giving yourself some grace now on suspending the judgment of, oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm afraid of looking bad, right? Really leaning into that curiosity. And, you know, I mentioned the self-awareness around kind of challenging the assumptions. What's important about challenging assumptions is to first state them. And, you know, one way to go at this ambiguity is to declare, here's the assumptions that are baked into this, right? Example, I got a note from my kid's school today saying, you know, here's the intention for return to school in the fall. Here are the assumptions that are baked into that, right? And only when they're stated can you go back and go, well, does that really have to be true? Or what can we do to go test that right now and figure it out? But it starts with naming them.
There you go. And by naming it, it also aligns people to some common go forward thought process and or plan.
And gives you an opportunity as a leader to step in and say, what am I missing? Right? Inviting those alternate perspectives. And what does that do? It signals your vulnerability. Which will really help you grow as a leader, because who doesn't want to connect with someone who's got their own story that they're proud to share with you?
And that's along the notion of that clarity over certainty, right? Because we're in uncertain times. We have no choice. It is what it is. And so how do we grasp onto the clarity that keeps us whole and keeps us moving forward.
Yeah, it's a great point. One of the people that I follow and have had the pleasure to work when I was in corporate life is a guy named Bob Johansson, and he's out of Institute for the Future in Palo Alto. And his new book talks about this model for clarity over certainty in the future. And I it really resonated with me. And so that's what I'll unpack now, which is really focused on the future's going to reward clarity and punish certainty. And as I reflected on that, you can see it coming to life in a lot of the daily news that we see. Because there's so much uncertainty, what we need right now is clarity. And sometimes clarity is, I don't know.
Right. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah. But the candor of that moment and the clarity of, hey, you know, we're going to lean into this with curiosity and we're going to be bold about the level of transparency that we bring, because that's clarity. Telling everybody it's going to be okay or it's not going to be okay, or kind of dancing on the fence, isn't helping either. So when you think about what are some of those challenges of communicating with clarity, one of the ways you can do it is to start to do more storytelling. You know, I referenced Joseph Campbell earlier, really great points there. But how do you storytell? How do you talk about, hey, we don't have all the answers right now. We've never done this either, but we're going to figure it out and figure it out together. And you can count on me as your leader to be there every step of the way and to keep you on board and to keep asking you what you think, right? And how do you drive that relationship? So I think stepping into that curiosity and openness is really, really a wonderful strength and signal of clarity.
I really like that: reward clarity, punish certainty. And as I heard you say that, I almost started thinking, well, because certainty in a certain way keeps us playing small.
Right, right.
Yeah, and we're not open to the possibilities of what can be, what will be as a result of our broadening our horizon.
Yeah, and you know, I like to think of that as kind of this possibility mindset. And one of the things that I'm seeing now is that the teams and organizations that are really operating with a future back mentality. And what do I mean by that? Future back is, what do we need to do to be successful now, such that we're going to survive and be successful in our organizations in a year from now or 5 years from now. And if you can imagine the future and use that as an opportunity to inform your strategy and your behavior as you think about navigating ambiguity, starting with your own self-awareness of, holy cow, I might be really afraid right now, or I might be super pumped and I like to take risk and boy, this is a time to go do it. You know, people are all over the map on that front. Mm-hmm. But if you think about future back, how do you map a path starting now that's going to get you to the future that you want to live in?
Nice. Really nice. And that's very powerful. And that as well can parallel how individuals now are seeing their career, right? Because there may be that, oh my goodness, am I going to have a job? Am I not going to have a job? What's my job going to look like? And as you think about the, well, where is it? What will I be doing in 10 years, in 5 years? And take some comfort in the clarity that, yes, you are going to move forward and there is a place you want to get and what is possible for you today to start moving closer to that direction.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I think that can be big things and little things. So if you think about one thing that you want to try on starting today to really increase your ability to navigate this time of uncertainty, one little thing, it can be, you know, showing up with a question or kind of leaning into that curiosity to say, wow, who haven't I heard from on this issue? Whose perspective am I missing?
Nice.
And what am I feeling, you know, internally that I need to be more in touch with? And how is that shaping my behavior? And what are the assumptions I'm making? You know, these are some examples. One thing, if we can choose to lean into one thing every day, you know, Monique, I think of this a bit as a fitness trainer would. So if you think about one move, all behavior you can make every day, you know, nobody will promise you kind of the idea of being fit and trim if you're at the gym once a week, but they will tell you that a commitment to doing some small things does add up over time. And if that's one thing you can do every day in service of kind of making it through this ambiguous time and being really self-aware and intentional about the actions and the behaviors that you're bringing the growth is going to happen, right? Just like at the gym, where that repetition leads to results over time. And boy, we're in a time where I think the invitation is there for us to stand up, lean into our time to really practice self-awareness, to decide, are we going to make ambiguity bigger or better? And how do we model this really clear communication style, right? Signals of clarity and send those signals over the certainty that really we can't be sure is certain at this point.
Yeah, real exactly. I mean, if anything else we've learned is, hey, tomorrow may be a different day. Yeah, tomorrow will be a different day. And
we don't know what it's going to hold, but we're going to get through it. And we have all the tools that we need to do that if we are open to being kind of vulnerable and asking for help and taking that time to reflect, because none of us have been trained to navigate this, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we truly are all in this together. So I really appreciate kind of the overarching nuggets that you've shared, Holly, in particular around the self-awareness, how to make ambiguity, how to make it bigger or make it better, and around this notion of clarity over certainty. And some of the nuggets that I've captured as I was listening to you is, you know what? None of us, we're not trained to navigate this space and to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And yes, this is an opportunity to build self-awareness. And as Holly referenced, there'll be an opportunity to pick up some tools in the show notes in support of our conversation here with Holly today. In addition, this is a period of growth, an opportunity for growth and gratitude. And I just love the perspective of future back, and what one little thing can you do today that will move you closer to where it is you want to be, how you will be successful, and you will be successful.
That's right. Yeah, for sure.
And so in terms of moving toward a close in our conversation, Holly, what are final thoughts that maybe you haven't had an opportunity to express as yet?
Oh, wow. You know, for me, it really is dialed into that committing to one thing. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every day, right? And in fact, shaking it up, I think, improves the outcome. But what's one thing? And you know, kind of dialing into the getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Change happens when we get uncomfortable. And so let's lean into that and start to really dive into our self-awareness and ask ourselves, wow, if we think about future back, you know, what is it that a year from now or 5 years from now that's going to make us look back and go, yeah, that was hard and I made it through. Mm-hmm. And here's why I'm better for having that experience. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some invitations to listeners on, wow, you know, how do you want to experience this moment? And where are those opportunities to get to know yourself better and to set the vision for where you want to be in the future?
Awesome. Awesome. And I have to ask you a personal question, Holly, as we're both working moms during this time. And let's have a little fun as we draw to a close. But as you discover a little bit of time you find for yourself, what is a favorite, let's say, go-to TV show or a movie or a particular actor that just brings you some joy?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, I don't actually work the remote very well at my house. So I don't know why it's so hard, but my 7-year-old seems to have it cracked and I screw it up every time. So I tend to tune into podcasts.
Yay.
What I am loving right now, I'm really, really enjoying it, is Brené Brown's Unlocking Us.
Yes.
And I feel like I am nodding and sometimes I'm like, oh my God, did she crawl in my head? And like, she's saying the same things that I'm thinking and feeling, right?
Uh-huh.
So I find that to be a really great one. Another one that, awesome, that I'm a huge fan of is Michael Gervais, G-E-R-V-A-I-S. And his podcast is called Finding Mastery. And while most people probably do know Brené Brown's name, mm-hmm, maybe Michael Gervais is a little less known, but I'm a huge fan of his too. He's the sports psychologist and mindfulness coach of this company. And has done a bunch of work driving mindfulness practice in NFL teams. And so I have a huge love of football. So I'm glad that all this pandemic isn't happening right now in football season.
Right. Okay. And who's your team? Who's your team?
Oh my goodness. Who's my team? Well, I've lived my entire life inside the Cincinnati metro area. So the Bengals are it, but I've never paid off. Right. So...
Well,
the, you know, 40 or so years I've been, you know, certainly cheering them on, I have yet to get some meaningful ROI for that.
Okay. Well, if it brings you any comfort, you know, I was born and raised in Northeast Ohio, so I am a Browns fan.
I know how it feels, right?
I understand.
Those are my favorites. So Michael Gervais and Renee Brown, very different perspectives and very different ways at kind of going at personal growth and development, which I really appreciate. So.
Yeah. Awesome. And to know where those pivot points are for you to find your piece of joy, whether it be on the other end of the remote control, which I'm like, you can't figure out how to navigate that darn thing.
I have a vulnerability here.
Or right? Podcast.
I'm sure, but I'm not so good, but I read like crazy.
Yeah. Or a book. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Holly. It was an awesome pleasure to connect with you. Absolutely. And I'm going to invite listeners to check out and follow you in particular on LinkedIn because you post some really good stuff.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, Monique, and such a pleasure to chat today.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Holly. You know, one thing is certain, and that is that uncertainty is a natural fiber in the fabric of our lives. And to successfully chart your path forward, it begins with self-awareness. So I recognize in today's 24/7 communication cycle, you know, it's challenging to make time for yourself, but I strongly encourage you to make time in your schedule for silence. Give yourself space to just be with your thoughts and gain clarity on your self-awareness. How are you thinking? How are you feeling? What is it that you need? This helps you in not only understanding yourself, but then you're better for all those around you. And now for Coach Mo Knows, a tip, coaching question, and a bit of inspiration. The tip is to grab the resource that Holly has shared. Again, it's available in the show notes. This will support you in gaining increased self-awareness during these uncertain times. Now for the coaching question. This time, I'm going to change it up. Instead of a question, I'm going to make you an offer. Let me serve as your accountability partner. After you complete the self-awareness exercise that Holly has provided, share a copy of your completed worksheet with me, and I'll arrange a convenient time for us to talk and discuss a framework for you to get you from where you are today to where you want to be. And it's a no-obligation conversation. And as for inspiration, since Holly mentioned Brené Brown, my inspiration comes from Brené's book, The Gifts of Imperfection. In the chapter of Cultivating Calm and Stillness, Letting Go of Anxiety as a Lifestyle, this statement stands out for me, and that is, that silence thing can be effective. It's a pain in the ass, but nonetheless, effective. And as always, send your workplace dilemma in an email to me at askcoachmo@gmail.com by end of day Friday, and I'll send you a video response by the following Tuesday. And again, I look forward to being your accountability partner. Send me your worksheets again at askcoachmo@gmail.com. Make it a great day. That's a wrap for this episode of Tuesdays with Coach Mo. Showing up here tells me you're willing to invest in yourself and your career. Get additional resources at TuesdaysWithCoachMo.com. Please subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to get your feedback. Till next time, this is Coach Mo signing off.
Tuesdays with Coach Mo.